William, fantastic test there on Park Lane Hawk. You must be pretty delighted with the mark and his performance.
Yeah, very, very happy with him. He went very nicely and did some super work, actually. Just got a little bit tense, but can't really blame him. You know, it's always, you always come out and think, oh, you could have done a little bit better, and maybe he could have done. But he knows where he is. He's raring to go, and he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So, you know, I forgive him a couple of little blips and look forward to tomorrow and hope he gives me a good ride.
Because he's not quite always been the most consistent in dressage in sort of the marks sense. You must be pleased that he's right up there, he's second, he's bound to be in the top five or six at the end of the day.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be up there at the end of the day, exactly, because you never quite know. There's some more very good ones to come. And no, it's always from a rider's point of view, you want to set out on that course and high up the order as possible. And yeah, he's doing some lovely work. He's done some great tests this year, and you know, in and around that mark, if not a little bit better. So the flat work is really there now.
And do you feel that, as you say, he knows where he is? There is something about an event that a horse suits, and Burley would suit him, had been a previous winner.
Burley's a great place for him. He's you know, he's a thoroughbred. He loves galloping, but they do remember, and they, you know, he arrived here on Wednesday, and he thought, right, this is exciting, and you know, and they get a feel for a place. He's been first and third here, so he knows that, you know, there's lots of excitement, and then there's prize giving and galloping around, and there's pressure on them, which horses do feel. But we've worked him hard this week, and worked him with Tracy Robinson, the Team GB coach, and we really got him on the job. And you know, he came to this afternoon. It was lovely.
And how does the course compare this year to the previous years that he's been here?
It's a little bit different this year. Everyone's can see that there's a few different loops and slightly different layout, which is great. I think from the rider's point of view, it's nice to see some changes. And you know, it's still Burley. It's big. It's bold. And there's plenty of chances to make a mistake. And really, you know, all the way around, certainly to the dairy mound, is tricky. And then you've got to have enough petrol to get home, and that's what it's all about. So yeah, you won't be feeling relaxed thinking, oh, we just, you know, we've done the trout hatchery, thank goodness now we're okay. There's a few more out there, but there's always something at Burley that we don't like, and we all believe that if Mark Phillips has built it, it's got to be jumpable.
And what is the jump that you don't like then particularly?
I think there's a few, really. I think you know, Discovery Valley is quite a tricky fence when the horses are fresh. Nasty turn into that bank and the two hedges. Trout Hatchery, again, quite a tricky fence under the trees there. And then you've got the Rolex turn on the two strides, and the Dairy Mound. No one likes the Dairy Mound. So, there's plenty out there. And the Maltings.
That's enough then that you don't really
absolutely,
like.
Absolutely, exactly. But, you know, that's a good thing. You want to be wary of everything, and every fence is a challenge.